You know, God has created each one of us with a special plan and purpose. Today on Making Your Life Count, Craig Dennison shares what he's learned about God's calling on our lives.
I think God, if he has to, will kind of pull us and force us and shout at us into the things that he knows are best for us and best for his kingdom. He always has those two things held together, I think. And we're created for those things and wired for those things. Scripture says that we're his workmanship, created in Christ for good works. And I think he wires us for his calling and for passion for his calling as well and for his kingdom. And so, but I think that his preferred way is for us to align our hearts with his first thing every day and to every day decide that whatever happens today, my heart is yours. My capacities and my wiring and my gifts and talents are yours.
And God will give you peace and fulfillment when you follow him and his calling designed specifically for you.
I think I've stopped wondering if the season I'm in is going to be the final season that God has brought me to and realized that through the whole of my life, God invites us into things for a season, typically, even a facet, you know, of an organization for a season or what that might look like that could expand over time as well. And that God really has his best plans for us. And the best way to engage in those plans is to wholeheartedly say yes to just where he's calling you to for that moment and to be faithful there until he transitions you out. And in the context of doing that on a daily basis, that he really fills us with desires, I think, and satisfies those desires. I think that's a way to think about the scripture that says that God fulfills the desires of our hearts, is that he actually fills us with desires and then satisfies those desires for our benefit and for the benefit of his kingdom. And scripture and worship and prayer is such a core way to have that experience every day.
Yes, walking closely with God and following after him is so satisfying. Do you want to learn more how you can grow in your relationship with him? Go to makingyourlifecount.com.